The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today we're going to look at good is insufficient, relationship is what counts, and then we will talk about Yah did not cease speaking 2,000 years ago. Overview of today's program: we look at the reality that good is insufficient and that it is relationship with the Creator is what counts. We will then consider the harsh reality that Yah, the Creator, did not cease speaking 2,000 years ago and there is no canon of Scripture. We look at definitions of the canon of Scripture and say that this limits Yah. We note that there was some miraculous intervention when the Bible was compiled, and it is pointed out that the canon of Scripture is ludicrous and turns people off belief. This is considered in the context that the speaker has written well over 9,000 pages regarding the matters of the Almighty. We note that the canon of Scripture fuels unbelief and derision. We then talk about the history that is covered in the Bible. We then look at modern books relative to the matters of the Almighty, and we conclude that the canon of Scripture makes the Almighty seem foolish and unreal to believers. Finally, we examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have over 28 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty, following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator, and forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email, articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, SlideShare, and YouTube. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information on, and in particular, please see the compendium of important articles at the top of the menu that lists articles in a logical sequence relative to a typical journey with the Almighty. So that's endtimeissueministries.org, one word, endtimeissueministries. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. So I want to look at the subject, Good is Insufficient. Relationship with the Creator is what counts. About 6 years ago, I had dinner with a professor who had had a profound impact on my professional career. The conversation turned to the mutual friend who had introduced us and who also led me back to Father. The professor, who I deeply esteem, made the comment that as far as he was concerned, religion was of no consequence. What mattered was being good. I instantly knew he was mistaken, but I did not know how to answer him. Today I know with complete certainty that good is not enough. It is not even relevant. It is relationship with the Creator that is the only thing that matters. Folks, it's such a widespread lie that just by being good and living a good life and being good to people and doing things that are in the Bible, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, pray for them to spitefully use you, that you're going to go to heaven. It's unfortunately, it's not true. There are billions of good people on earth today, and yet on the 25th of December 2015, there were approximately only 2,700,000 committed believers with some level of relationship with the Creator on earth, and that number has declined since then. And quite a few of those people would not be classed as good by many good people. The fact is that of the 2,705,201 on the 25th of December 2015, very few had any sort of meaningful relationship with the Creator, but they believed in Him and they would make it into heaven. This is tragic, given that the only reason humankind, this planet and this universe exist is to be friends with the Creator. Folks, I can't stress this enough. Many, many years ago, the Almighty Creator, who has always existed, His name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, was lonely. He decided to create intelligent beings with the ability to make decisions and choices, who could partner with Him, who could be friends with Him, who could do things together with Him. So it is fundamentally true that the only reason that you are here today, the only reason I am here today, is to be such a friend of the Almighty. And sadly, because of things that went horribly wrong just over 6,000 years ago, there's almost nobody who knows that, and almost nobody who's attempting to do that. And so I'm here to challenge you to seek to become a friend of the Almighty. So if you're living a good life, seeking to be a good person, I have to tell you that that is not sufficient. In fact, on its own, it is worthless. What really matters is that you have a deep personal relationship with the Creator then it will help for you to be a good person. I encourage you to now step out and start to earnestly seek a deep personal relationship with the Creator. See the web pages on the main ministry, on the main website menu. Creator desires relationship and 7 components of drawing close, and put these into practice. If you need any guidance, please do not hesitate to contact me. As I said, I've been walking this road for over 23 years. When I started, I didn't know most of what I'm going to share with you on this broadcast. And nobody else around me apparently knew that, because they certainly didn't talk about it. They certainly didn't preach about it. They didn't teach about it. They didn't write books about it. There were people who had relationships in some shape or form, and we'll talk a bit more about that in a few minutes. But there was nobody who was saying the reason that we exist is to be friends with the Creator. And I want to challenge you. That's the only reason you're here. Get the 7 components of drawing close document from the website, web page of that name on the main menu. It's towards the bottom of the main menu. And put it into practice. It'll take you a couple of years, but you can get there. So my next topic for today is, Yah did not cease speaking 2,000 years ago. There is no canon of scripture. So when I say Yah, that is the true name of the Almighty Creator. I've talked about that in previous broadcasts, and it's on the website. His full name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, which is frequently transliterated as Yahweh, YAHWEH, or Yahweh, YAHOOEH. Either is reasonable, but Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, is the most accurate translation. So Father's name is Yah, and my point in this section is that he did not stop speaking to us 2,000 years ago, and therefore there is no such thing as a canon of scripture. In summary, this article examines the concept of a canon of scripture as a collection of writings that is supposedly the definitive collection of writings from the Almighty for all time, and debunks the myth, pointing out how absurd the concept is. Some useful modern writings are listed, and also an analysis of the periods of history covered by the Bible. If you're interested in understanding the most important elements of history over the last 6,000+ years since mankind was created, there's an article on the website, History of All This, or something along those lines. So have a look at that. The important thing to understand is that Father has always spoken to us and always wanted to speak to us. So I've spoken about the canon of scripture. What do I mean by the canon of scripture? Those who believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God generally believe in what they term the canon of scripture. Following are a few definitions. In Wikipedia, on the page Biblical Canon, it says, "The Biblical Canon, or Canon of Scripture, is a set of texts or books, in inverted commas, which a particular Jewish or Christian religious community regards as authoritative scripture." On the website e360bible.org, on their blog, there's an article, A Basic Explanation of the Canon of Scripture. And that says, the canon of scripture gives us confidence that the Bible we study today is truly the inspired and complete word of God. It is the rule of faith. Note the complete statement. And then on the website, thegospelcoalition.org, on the page essays, the biblical canon, it says, the biblical canon is the scriptural books that God has given his people distinguished by divine qualities, church reception, and apostolic connection. The article that I'm sharing with you now seeks to debunk these lies, or this lie. So what we have here is a body of opinion which says that the Bible is complete. It was given by the Almighty. Some people say it's the living word of God. And that post the last chapters in that book in Revelation, Father has stopped speaking and he has never again dictated texts to any human being. So I want to assert that the canon of Scripture limits Yah. Fundamentally, the so-called canon of Scripture as defined above limits the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, whose true name is Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, to 66 so-called books, most of which are composed of fragments of text and are not even structured, well-written treatises. There's not even agreement on what constitutes the canon. The Protestants, Catholics, Greek Orthodox, etc. do not agree on all items to include and exclude. This amounts to about 1,200 A5 size pages in a fairly typical small print, in fairly small print in a typical English Protestant Bible. The concept of the canon asserts that in all of the over 6,000 years of human history, the Almighty has only seen fit to speak to a very select group of people, and then only for very limited extent, and then he has ceased speaking. Think about that for a minute. The Almighty Creator went to huge lengths, huge difficulty to create the universe, to create the solar system, to create the earth, to create the plants and the animals, and then to create us. And in the over 6,000 years since we were created, he has only seen fit to put in writing about 1,200 pages, and then he stopped. Before I go on, let me acknowledge that there was some miraculous intervention when the Bible was compiled. It is important to recognize that at the time the Bible was compiled, in around the 5th century, the satanic and demonic realm had gone to great lengths to destroy as many historical records relating to belief in the Creator and the relationships of humankind with him as they could. So there was a degree of miraculous intervention by the Creator with regard to assembling the text. That simply means the Almighty Creator helped some people to assemble some fragments of text to compile what became the Bible. That's all. Just because there were some miracles associated with the assembly of the texts doesn't mean that this is the definitive and only record of what the Almighty is. What it means is the satanic and demonic realm was successfully destroying just about everything that had been written, and only these fragments were miraculously preserved. That does not mean that Yah then stopped speaking. It just means that in the 5th century, there was not many people, if any, who actually heard him and were listening. When somebody says that Yah doesn't speak to them, that's an indictment of them, not of Yah. Yah speaks constantly to those who will listen to him, but the majority of people don't realize it's possible, and the majority of people don't make the effort to learn how to hear him. If you want to hear him, and you prepare to put in the hard yards in terms of fasting, etc., and the 7 components that I spoke about a few minutes ago, you will hear him. So I want to suggest to you, for your consideration, that the canon of Scripture is ludicrous in the extreme, and it turns unbelievers off belief in the Almighty. As one who once believed in the canon of Scripture, I have to say to you that if you stop and think about it, the canon of Scripture is ludicrous in the extreme. The Almighty Creator, who is bigger than the entire universe, who went to huge effort over millions of years to create this planet and human beings so that we might have a relationship with Him, then limited Himself to speaking very occasionally to a select few people in very limited extent over a few thousand years, and then He ceased to speak. This belief in the canon also underpins the belief that the Bible is in some way miraculous and is the inerrant word of God, and other similarly foolish beliefs. This lie has led to otherwise sensible believers doing really foolish things, like hearing from the Almighty and then not valuing what He says to them, because this is not Scripture. This lie turns thinking people off belief in the Creator because of the stupidity of believers believing and advocating this lie. There's a very anointed, quite highly inspired book that I strongly recommend. The person that wrote it was taken up into heaven repeatedly in visions. And yet in the preamble to the book, he writes that since his writings were not Scripture, he didn't think it was that important to write them down, and sometimes he waited 2 or 3 weeks after he had the experience before he took the trouble to write it down. And the result is that some of what he wrote is inaccurate because his remembrance was inaccurate. It's tragic, and for Father, it's extremely frustrating. To put this in context, 9,000 pages in about 20 years. So let me put this in context. I came to committed belief in March 1993, when the Almighty spoke to me audibly in a locked room. Because He spoke to me then, it never occurred to me that He would not speak to me again. And so He has continued to speak to me for the last 28 and a half years. By around 1998, I came to realize that there was a lot of error in the church and start to realize I was hearing the Almighty on matters that were not known in the church, or if they were known, they were not widely communicated. As a consequence, I started to write, and in 2000, I started to publish on an email list. In around 2010, I started the present website, and in 2014, I added considerable content. In 2018, I started to compile most of what I had written into a series of books, and in June 2019, I published a set of 15 books amounting to around 9,000 A5 pages, in other words, the equivalent of about 6 or 7 Bibles. Most of that writing was written under some level of anointing and with some level of inspiration, varying from item to item and season to season. Father has said to me that this is the most comprehensive documentation around about Him and His ways that has ever been compiled, and it is far from complete. I continue to write and have written a significant number of articles subsequent to publishing the books. My point? If I, as one individual with limited experience of the matters of the Almighty, could write 9,000 pages in 20 years, how then is it that over 6,000 years the Almighty has only dictated, because that is what Scripture means, about 1,200 pages? Folks, I share that not to brag or to boast. I didn't write continuously for all that time. Sometimes I wrote daily for months on end. Other times I wrote a little bit here and there. If I had written full time, 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 20 years, I would probably have written something of the order of, 30, 40, 50,000 pages. If you look at an individual so-called book in the Bible, You can read the whole book in a matter of an hour or two. You could write the whole book or copy type the book in roughly the same amount of time. So you have a whole book of Daniel, which might have taken a couple of hours to write. And that's the sum total of what exists about the life of Daniel. Folks, that's silly. It's really, really silly. It just happens to be all that was preserved of all that may have been written about Daniel, all that Daniel himself may have written. And the same goes for every other book in the Bible. It doesn't matter which Bible you're talking about. All of this fuels unbelief. It's palpably absurd, and it's a huge reason why intelligent people do not believe. Because the doctrines and beliefs that are espoused by well-meaning but naive and unquestioning believers are utterly foolish, and they make Yah look foolish. So they conclude that the Almighty is not real. Folks, I spoke last week about the essential factors that make belief difficult. And wrong belief about the Bible is one of the main factors. You try and win somebody to belief in the Almighty by telling them that the Bible says so and the Bible is the Word of God. And frankly, a well-educated thinking person, in fact, they don't even have to be well-educated, they just need to have a few grains of common sense, looks at that and says, that's crazy, that doesn't make any sense at all. Think about it. Why would you want to worship a God who in 6,000 years has given 1,200 pages of writing to his people and then stopped talking for 2,000 years? That's a pretty feeble, pretty pathetic God, if you don't mind me saying so. Why would you give up worshiping Satan, who's managed to mess up the whole world and cause wars, etc., etc., to worship a God like that? It's silly, folks. So let's digress a bit and talk about the history covered in the Bible. What can you get from the Bible? So let's consider the extent of the Bible. From creation to about 1,500 years, the flood, there's a few chapters. There's almost nothing in the Bible about the world before the flood. A period of 1,500 years, a period where we went from Lilith and Adam, and then Chava, Eve, and Adam, to Noah. And all sorts of things happened, and people fell away, and all sorts of sin, and what have you. And the Bible is just about completely silent on it. And then after the flood to Abraham, about another 500 years, there are a few chapters. And then from Abraham to Moshe or Moses, about another 500 years, also a few chapters. And then from Moshe to the Babylonian exile, about another 400 years, there's quite a bit of detail. That's a large chunk of the Old Testament. And from the exile to Babylon to Yahushua, which is about another 600 years, there's not a lot of information. So what we have here, folks, is what is supposedly the definitive history book of the people of the Almighty, which hardly covers anything in the so-called Old Testament. Think about it. If you've ever read the Bible, just recognize how extremely limited it is in what it documents. So moving on, then from the time of the birth of Yeshua, or the conception of Yeshua, and immediately after Yeshua, you may mistakenly know as Jesus, a period of a few decades, we have the whole of the so-called New Testament. And then for the next nearly 2,000 years, there's absolutely nothing. So the Almighty, who apparently said almost nothing for 4,000 years, then said absolutely nothing for the next 2,000 years. So what on earth did he create us for? Think about it. That's it. That's the sum total of what the Almighty Creator has put in writing in 6,000 years. That is clearly absurd. Then on top of this, other historical books that potentially cast some light on the above periods are disregarded. They may be less accurate and less authoritative, but they're unlikely to be 100% in error, so they're potentially useful sources of additional information, but many believers effectively dismiss them because they're not part of the canon. Folks, all you can say about the Bible is that it is a reasonably accurate historical account of the lives of a few people at a very limited degree, and a few other bits and pieces like Psalms and Proverbs. That's it. It's a very small book viewed in the total of the time period that humans have been on Earth. It's a very, very small book. So let's talk about some modern books. Ignoring older books, there are hundreds of thousands of religious books that have been written in the last few millennia. InterVarsity Press suggests that thousands of Christian books are printed a year. See behindthebooks.ivpress.com, 2007-05, how many new Christian books? A.php. Just look on Google how many Christian books are published every year, and you'll find it. Or you'll find significant number of references. Folks, there are a lot of Christian books published every year. And this is not to mention large numbers of Muslim books and large numbers of Jewish books. And then there are all sorts of other religions where there's at least some revelation of the Almighty and some truth. Some of these books are absolute nonsense, but most of them have some grain of truth. And there are undoubtedly tens of thousands of books on the planet today with a moderate level of inspiration. Just check it out. If you are a believer at some level and therefore have frequented or even just visited once or twice a bookstore in your religion, be it Christianity, be it some denomination of Christianity, be it Muslim, be it Jewish, whatever, I am confident that you have found books that were reasonably inspired, reasonably anointed, that contained significant truth. They may have contained significant error as well, but some of them were probably pretty close to the mark. And those are despised is probably not strong enough a word, because they're not the canon of Scripture. Nonsense, crazy. Fathers talking to people all the time, fathers communicating with people all the time, and they're writing what they learn and they're putting it into practice. Referring to the important information page on my website, I list a few books that have had a particular impact on me, albeit they all have some level of error. Perhaps the book that has had the greatest single impact in assisting me to grow closer to the Almighty is Good Morning, Holy Spirit by Benny Hinn, which is available from Amazon. Then Dead Men's Secrets by Jonathan Gray, archaeological evidence that there was a very sophisticated civilization before the global catastrophe or flood, which demonstrates that human beings were created with great sophistication, the Bible says, in the image of the Almighty. This is available from Amazon, and it radically changed my understanding of history. It's also available from www.beforeus.com. That's BEFOREUS.com. Then The Corpse Came Back, also by Jonathan Gray. There's a detailed analysis of the world immediately after the flood and the first few centuries after the flood. It's a must read if you want to understand our history. It's available from Amazon and also from www.beforeus.com. And then The Final Quest by Rick Joyner, available from Amazon or on my website. Foundational in raising my awareness of judgment and the possibility of a high throne, as discussed at length on the page, Where Will You Spend Eternity? It does contain error, but it's probably the most inspired and anointed book published in recent days. It was published in the early 90s. Strongly recommend it. You can get it from Amazon. You can load it. You'll find it on my website. Just use the Google site search to find it. It's under the Eternity page. Folks, all of these are important. If you're a serious believer, you need to get all of those books and read them. Then The Call by Rick Joyner, which is a continuation of The Final Quest, available from Amazon on my website. Again, you need to read that. Fresh Fire by Mario Murillo challenges one to go to a new level with the Almighty. It's available from Amazon. It exposes a lot of wrong conduct within the Christian church, and it paved the way for my understanding of the level of error in the church. Fresh Impact, also by Mario Murillo, a companion to Fresh Fire, available from Amazon, challenged me to reach higher in my walk with the Almighty. Folks, these three books, same as the previous books that I spoke about, must read, need to get them, need to read them if you possibly can. Then, coming to the Bible, in inverted commas, The Scriptures by the Institute of Scripture Research, the best and most accurate translation of the Bible that I've read, with the true names, opens up many important facts that are hidden in conventional English translations. It's available from Kodesh Books, www.kodesh.co.za. That's Kodesh.co.za. It's also available from Amazon, and it opened the door for my understanding of the true name of the Almighty, Yah, although it's not directly visible in the book. It's also available. There is a free version available for download on the internet to read with Bible software. Folks, those first three books, really important. The two by Mario Murillo, really challenging, must read as far as I'm concerned. The Scriptures, if you've read the Bible a few times and you're looking for a deeper understanding of the Bible and the history that it talks about, I would strongly recommend The Scriptures. Carrying on, talking about the Bible a bit more, the Amplified Bible by Zondervan Publishers amplifies the Hebrew and Greek to give a much fuller understanding of the text. If you want to read the Bible, read this together with The Scriptures. Also available from Amazon and in many Christian bookshops. Gave me a much better understanding of the Hebrew roots and context of the language relating to the history of those who walk closely with the Almighty. That said, it contains a lot of Christian error. The Scriptures also has a little bit of Christian error as well. Then The Living Torah by Rabbi Ariah Kaplan is an excellent Jewish translation of the Old Testament, with detailed Jewish interpretation that gives useful additional understanding. Also available from Amazon, important to better understanding the Hebrew roots of the faith. There are companion books, The Living Nacht, N-A-C-H-T, and then there are other Jewish books, the Mishnah, not the Mishnah, the Psalms and Proverbs, and the Jewish names. All of which I recommend as an alternative read to traditional Christian translations. I suggest these three Bible translations taking full account of what I've written about the Bible. See the webpage, The Bible, on my website. Read them as history books in order to get a better understanding of some of those who walk closer to the Almighty than most over a period of 4,000 years. That's all the Bible is, a reasonably reliable history book written by human beings and containing errors, including errors with regard to the interpretation of events and situations, tied up with a huge diversity of flawed folklore and fable, but a useful history book nonetheless. There are some passages that contain inspired wisdom, such as much of Proverbs. There are many other books that I've read which have had an impact on me. These are the ones that stand out for me at time of writing. In all the above, there is error regarding the truths of the Almighty at some level. And in this regard, I refer you to the webpage on Seek Truth, Not Error. Read these books and look for the truth that they contain and discard the error. Pray to Father Yah to guide you in this. See also the set of 15 PDF books on my own writings from 1998 to 2019, of which Father says, these are the most comprehensive discussion of me and my ways that has ever been compiled. See compilation of most writings on the End Time Issue Ministries website. Folks, I want to encourage you to read widely. Ask Father to show you what you should read and what you should not read. I have books where I have been led to buy them, open them at a page, and on that page I found an answer to the question. I have not read the rest of the book. I've never opened the book again. I've just taken note of the answer that I got on that one page. There are other books like The Final Question, The Call, that I've read repeatedly because I really believe there is much to be learnt from those books. At the same time, there is much else out there. Depends what your interests are. Depends what's going on in your life. Father can speak to you through any book that he chooses to speak to you in. Through. So important, folks. So in conclusion, the canon of Scripture, the Bible is the Word of God, and the concept of Scripture as generally applied are false, misleading, and in fact, extreme foolishness that makes it very difficult for people to believe in the Almighty and in fact makes him look foolish and unreal. Conversely, the Almighty desires a deep personal relationship with you. See the page and the website, video, Why Seek Relationship, most important, and related pages on the website. He does not want you to have a deep relationship with the book. If you're currently spending time in Bible study, Bible school, Bible whatever, I have to say to you that you are largely wasting your time. Get on your knees, fast and pray, and seek a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator. See critical elements of becoming a friend on the web, the main menu on the website, and how to become an anointed one, amongst other relevant pages on the website. See also 7 components of drawing close for guidance on drawing close to the Almighty. Folks, in addition to what I've just said, the Bible is very, very, very incomplete. If you limit yourself to the Bible because it's the Word of God, you will end up making all sorts of inferences and extensions and extrapolations that are largely false. There's a huge amount of so-called Bible-based teaching that is absolute nonsense, as you will discover in the event that you make the effort to draw close to the Father so that you can hear him speak to you clearly and be led by him. I really encourage you to read more widely. You've got the link to my books. You can download them, do what you like with them. You've got the website. And there are numerous other books that you can read. So I want to end by challenging you and asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to him right now. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him? Excuse me. Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, I hope that I've given you something to challenge you wherever you are in your relationship with Father. It is possible for you to hear Him. It is possible for Him to guide you. It is possible for you to move in great authority and great power. My challenge to you is to seek a deep anointing, a deep infilling of His Spirit, such that you can heal the sick and raise the dead and speak on His behalf authoritatively and bring about what people call a revival on the planet. The planet's a mess. We need something to change. The only way that it'll change for good is for people to do what I've just spoken about. So wrapping up, key documents and a video on the main menu web pages, right at the top, companion of important articles. If you're serious about reading my writings, I would suggest you start there. Video on the second line of the menu, Why Seek Relationship, The Miracle of Yahushua's Death, very different picture of how Yeshua accomplished what He did. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. 7 components in drawing close to the Creator. Recommended worship. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. Where will you spend eternity? The essence of my message to Christians. All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcript of nearly all teachings in the series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's one word, relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. The website is, my website is endtimeissueministries.org, one word. Click on the show and then podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. The Google search is particularly powerful. A lot of Google functionality to search the whole web. Site. There's over 1,000 web pages there, so the Google search is potentially very useful. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Currently not receiving questions, so if you have submitted questions and I've not replied, please send them to the email below. Please email me to join the mailing list or to ask questions or any other reason, james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org, and J-A-M-E-S. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for your shirt to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, you can become a friend of the Almighty. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter whether you're educated or not educated. It doesn't matter on your race, the color of your skin, the color of your eyes, the color of your hair, or anything else. You personally can become a friend of the Creator if you take to heart what's in this message, if you visit my website, download the document on 7 components of drawing close, put that into practice, contact me, I'll support you by email or Zoom, and you can make a real difference in the world, and you can be a real and qualify for a high throne. Thank you so much. Good night. Father, I come to you. Live.